It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
2 weeks ago, the Supreme Court declined to let the Biden administration enforce portions of a new rule that includes protections for discrimination for transgender students under Title IX while legal proceedings continue. With us now to expose just how truly radical the new policy is a dear friend of the show, Riley Gaines. She is a true leader defending women's single-sex spaces, advocating for equality and fairness, and standing up for women's safety, privacy, and equal opportunity. Riley has made waves for speaking out after tying University of Pennsylvania's Leah Thomas, a biological male swimmer, on the women's team at the 2022 NCAA Division I Women's Swimming and Diving Championships. Riley now works for the leading women's organization, making real and lasting change, protecting Title IX and defending women's rights to single-sex spaces and equal opportunities. She's traveled the country speaking and has testified before the Senate and the House and countless state legislatures. Riley, thank you so much for joining us. It's a real pleasure to have you back on the show again, my friend.
Well, it is always a joy to be on with you. You were really one of the first people, a little over 2 years ago now, to allow me to, spread awareness of what was happening, to share how we felt at that national championships, where, of course, we had to compete and change in a locker room with a man. And so I'm really indebted to you. And so thank you.
Now that right there is so nice of you to say. And my wife absolutely loves you, by the way. And I think so fondly about those first conversations. And so much has changed for you since then. I mean, a couple weeks ago, you're on the stage with Donald Trump. You've been testifying all across the country. You've got a new book out. Let me start by asking you this. You know, looking back now, everything that you've gone through, by the way, you're married. Congratulations. having gone through all of that, wouldn't you have just rather competed against a gal, beat her, and won? I mean, would you want to do this all over again?
Now, John, that's way too reasonable. That makes way too much sense.
Yeah, you could have graduated college and gone off to a cubicle somewhere.
Wouldn't that have been nice? No, really, though. I was in dental school after college, set to be, on my way to be a dentist. Actually, an endodontist is what I was set to specialize in, which is root canals, weirdly enough. And so to say my life has really done a 180 would be an understatement. But through the ups and the downs, the whirlwind of it all, well, it's never a fight I wanted to be in. And to be very clear, even still, I don't want to be in this fight. It's a necessary one. It's a worthwhile one. And I would argue that it's an urgent one So 10 times out of 10, I would do it again.
Let's talk a little bit about that recent Supreme Court ruling. All members of the court, which surprised me, agreed that the key disputed changes, including the new definition of sex discrimination to include gender identity and the restrictions on same-sex spaces, should remain blocked while the cases go through the courts. It seems like a major win in the fight for integrity of women's sports. Are you confident? Do you feel like the court might be leaning in our direction?
Totally. To be clear, there was a couple misleading headlines surrounding this win, and I think a lot of people interpreted it as the end-all. The Supreme Court struck down Title IX, the Biden-Harris administration's rewrite of Title IX, which is a great thing for women and girls. And while the Supreme Court ruling was certainly a victory, we are still in the midst of this battle.
Right.
But nonetheless, we celebrate these wins. And so all of that to say, I certainly believe that when the Supreme Court finally hears a Title IX case, whether it's the case from Idaho conjoined with West Virginia, which I believe that will be the case, I hold this hope in my heart that there are still enough common sense Supreme Court justices who serve, our nation, who will understand why Title IX was implemented, what its original, what it was supposed to do, what it has done effectively for 52 years. They will understand the threat that is imposed by the progressive policies that have been pushed. And if, God forbid, if Kamala Harris and Waltz get in the White House in November, that will continue to be pushed by this rewrite.
Boy, it's almost like you read my mind. I'm glad you segued into that, because I was going to ask you about Kamala Harris. You know, she just this week did the interview with CNN, the first after, 40 days of being the nominee. And she hasn't released a whole lot of policy positions, but she has stated that she fully supports the Biden-Harris Title IX revisions. Why do you think so many on the left and women in particular seem to be so supportive of allowing biological males to compete in women's and girls' sports?
Well, you mentioned, answering the question of how I feel, what I think about this. I think it's ironic, really. I mean, so ironic that it would be laughable, that it would be comical if there weren't real consequences to it.
Right.
Because we saw it at the DNC. We saw it from Kamala Harris. We saw it from virtually every single speaker, even speakers like Andy Beshear, the governor of Kentucky, who is a middle-aged man who sat up there and talked about women's rights to abort and dismember a developing child in the womb. They claim to be the party of and for women, yet this is the same party that can't even define what a woman is.
Right.
And so how in the world can you claim to defend what you can't even define? And so I think the hypocrisy, the double standard, the irony of it, again, it would objectively be funny if there weren't real life implications of it. And so I'm not surprised that Kamala Harris has doubled down on this. We heard it many times in her first interview that she had to have her hand held by Tim Walz. She said, you know, my values have not changed. She said that. You heard it loud and clear. She's been in the White House for 3.5 years now, and she said her values have not changed. Remember that in November when you go to the ballot box.
Yes, you're absolutely right, because I hope people do remember that, and I hope the Trump campaign runs ads that show her saying one thing, doing something else, show the previous stuff in 2019 and 2020, and then play that little clip where she says, my values haven't changed, because you're right, her values haven't changed.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We're talking with author and co-host of Outkick's Gains for Girls podcast, Riley Gaines. Riley, I have to ask you about the Paris Olympics. We saw at the Olympics, we saw a biological male win a gold medal in, you know, again, it'd be laughable if it wasn't sad, women's boxing. Meanwhile, a transgender golfer, Haley Davidson, has now moved on to the next round of Q School, which is the qualifying rounds to actually make it onto the LPGA, where he's vying for his LPGA tour card. And, you know, the one organization that hasn't weighed in on either of these is the National Organization of Women. We're not hearing a whole lot from female athletes speaking out against this nonsense. Why is that?
Well, to answer first about these feminist groups, right, like the National Organization of Women, which if you think about it, this was the group who originally fought for Title IX, credit
right.
where credit is due. I mean, 50, 60, 70 years ago, they've been the leading feminist group. But now, again, in 2024, this is the same group that is undermining everything they once fought for. So not only are they really being silent, they are the ones on the front lines pushing these policies across the line. Same thing with the National Women's Law Center, a law center dedicated to fighting for and maintaining the rights of women. Same thing with Billie Jean King. Same thing with Megan Rapinoe. Again, these people who claim to champion women. But to answer the question of, you know, why, where are the athletes? Where are the women who have had to compete against these men? Why aren't they saying something? A couple reasons. One, first and foremost, these athletes are terrified. They understand, well, they've been threatened first and foremost. They've been emotionally blackmailed into believing that they are the problem, that they must be kind, that they must be inclusive, that they must be okay with seeing a naked male genitalia, or else, you know, here are some educational services to help you be okay with it. I've talked to many of the boxers, actually, the female boxers who fought against these men. One girl in particular from Turkey who was in tears talking, saying that the backlash that she's faced for even having to compete against him has been asinine, and it's been enough to keep her from publicly declaring that what happened was unfair.
This happened to you. I remember when we first talked, that very first interview that we did a couple of years ago, when, the NCAA did that to you. They forced you to go to essentially re-education to try and bully you guys because you dared to ask for separate bathrooms, where you dared to say, I don't want to change. I mean, I remember you telling the story about it taking upwards of, 15, 20 minutes to get into those suits, and you're doing that while he's standing there with his junk hanging out. In that context, I just don't understand how organizations like the LPGA continue to discriminate. I've seen the pictures of this, and I'm just going to call it what it is, this dude. I mean, the guy's massive. And he towers over these female golfers. How do they even look at that and think that's fair?
Well, they don't. They know it's not fair. Are you kidding me? The LPGA, they know that women's golf and men's golf is essentially an entirely different sport. They know that women, their drive speed is significantly less. They know the tee-off spots are even different. They know this. Same thing with the NCAA. I mean, you look at any sport, really. Basketball, the three-point line is different. The rim height is different. Gymnastics, men and women have different events entirely. In men's volleyball, the net is 7.5 inches higher. In virtually every single sport, there are handicaps, I guess we can call them, that exist, acknowledging that biological reality and biological advantages are possessed on average by males. But they're choosing to ignore this. They don't, it's not because they think it's right or they think it's fair. I think the LPGA largely, which I've talked to many board members, again, they have said, we can't get sued or we will go under as an organization. We don't have the funds. We don't have the finances. This isn't the PGA, it's the LPGA, and we can't support a lawsuit or our female golfers. So I think what we need to see and what we have been seeing, it's a growing movement, is people on our side,
yeah.
Women who have been discriminated against, sue, which is what myself and I believe at this point 19 other athletes have signed onto this lawsuit, ultimately suing the NCAA. Because same thing, they didn't want to lose federal funding. They didn't want to have to deal with a lawsuit. So we said, fine, you know, you will face a lawsuit one way or the other. We're going to sue you. That's what we need to see.
And I think another thing we may have to see, and it's unfortunate, but I've noticed that some of these athletes, female athletes, are refusing to compete. It's unfortunate they're having to forfeit matches when scheduled to compete against these trans athletes. But that may be part of what it's going to have to take as well.
Totally. I totally agree. Again, it's tragic. That, oftentimes kids, we've seen it in West Virginia, where five middle school age girls, I mean, they're like 12, 13 years
right,
old.
Yeah.
It's tragic that they have to be the adults in the room, that they have to be the one to make such a drastic decision. You know, they work to be able to compete, to be able to succeed. And they're forced to ultimately say, and I remember one of the girls reached out to me and she said, am I not worthy of calling myself a champion? And my heart broke. This is a 12-year-old who thought, I mean, that's the message she received loud and clear from the people who implemented and enforced these policies, is that she didn't get to fight for first place. She was only worthy of potentially winning second place.
Mm.
Breaks my heart. But it's an effective, powerful way to say, no, enough is enough. We are not complying.
You and Caitlin Wheeler, who's an ambassador for the Riley Gaines Center. I mean, I'm so proud of you. But you and you and Caitlin, who's also been on the show, were recently provided testimony at the Georgia General Assembly. It sounds like they're pursuing a bill similar to what we passed here in Kansas, which, by the way, you came and helped get that accomplished. Do you think that we're at a point now, because of Democrats in Congress, that this issue is going to have to be tackled state by state?
Unfortunately, I do believe that. I'm really hoping that in November we win back the Senate. That would help a lot in
yes.
terms of getting things at least to the Oval Office on the president's desk, where if leadership maintains as it is now, then it would get vetoed anyways. But nonetheless, we need these bills to get there. We've had bills sit on, even right now, there's a Title IX Congressional Review Act that would, again, combat and abolish this rewrite of Title IX. But the Senate has 2 weeks-ish left to vote on it, but they won't vote on it because they don't want to be on record saying they don't support women. They don't support fairness or safety or privacy in areas of undressing. So they won't vote on it. So I do believe it needs to be state by state. I think states need to take decisive action. States even like California, which that's certainly wishful thinking.
Yeah.
And I understand that is an uphill battle. But in an ideal world, all 50 states pass this. And that's certainly what I've been pushing for, traveling around the country for. Just got back from Idaho, where the Governor Little, signed an executive order saying that Idaho won't comply with this Title IX rewrite, and they will follow Idaho state law. I wish more states would have leadership and take action like Idaho has and like Kansas has, quite frankly.
Amen. I know you're coming to Kansas. You'll be here on September 10th here in Wichita at the Doubletree from 7 to 9. It's an event for Kansas Family Voice, celebrating leadership and courage, an evening with Riley Gaines. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, I cannot wait. I always love being in the state of Kansas. I am always met with really an overwhelming amount of just support and encouragement. I know you guys have a governor who...
Don't get me started.
Or at least, I know. So I can't wait. It's with the Kansas Family Policy, doing wonderful work, again, on the ground, fighting for ideals that represent Kansans. And so I'm very excited. We will be there on the 9th and the 10th, two separate events, and so I hope to see everyone there.
Yep, the 9th up in Kansas City, the 10th here in Wichita. If folks are interested, they get tickets at kansasfamilyvoice.com. You also have a new book out, Swimming Against the Current, Fighting for Common Sense in a World That's Lost Its Mind. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yes, it's wild. You, when you even said Riley Gaines, author, that sounds crazy to me. And even now, I can say best-selling author, which is super exciting.
Oh, there you go.
But really, what this book is, I mean, it's something that I wish I had. Admittedly, when you know, kind of thrust into this position, I didn't know how to talk about this. I didn't understand how we got here. And I was very naive, honestly. And so this book, of course, it's a more in-depth account as to what we face at that national championships, what girls around the country, really globally, continue to face, how we got here, the impact that's been had, the trajectory of where we're going, and what we as everyday people, as common sense Americans, what we can do to combat this cultural chaos.
Well, again, if folks are interested, it's called Swimming Against the Current, Fighting for Common Sense in a World That's Lost Its Mind. Definitely this world has lost its mind. If folks want to connect with you, they can find you at RileyGaines.com and on X at Riley_Gaines_, correct?
That's right. That's right.
Riley, thank you again, and carry on the fight, my friend.
Well, I sure will. Thank you. I always appreciate you.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.